The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Rosedale of Cincinnati, Ohio, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Today's shiur is in Maseches Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. In this daf we learn that a person who reads Kriya Shema and does not hear what he's reading is still Yotze the Mitzvah. This is not the case when reading the Megillah. If one reads the Megillah and does not hear what is being read, is not Yotze the Mitzvah, which we will get to later in today's shiur. With regards to Kriya Shema, the Shulchan Aruch paskens, like our Gemara, that a person who reads Kriya Shema but does not hear what he's reading is indeed Yotze the Mitzvah. However, lechatchila, he should try to hear what he's reading. The Kaf HaChaim in Simen Samach Beis, Sifkat and Zayin, deals with an interesting question of a person who is in a very noisy surrounding and needs to read Kriya Shema, but he cannot hear what he's reading because of the noise. But were it be that he was in not a noisy place, he would hear what he's reading. In that case, is he Yotze the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema L'chatchila or not? This question is really based on the Gemara and Brachas, which speaks of the requirement to hear Shema. Because one of the words in the Torah it says by Shema is, it says, Shema, you must hear. Hashmeya la'aznecha, your ears must hear. The question is that a quality of sound, that the sound must be the type of sound that can be heard, but is not specifically required to actually be heard? Or is this a dictate to actually hear the words being read? And it's not enough that if the sound is loud enough, it would be heard. It must actually be heard. A similar question would apply in a person who's reading Kriya Shema, or the Megillah for that matter, and does not hear what he's reading because he closes his ears. So the sound is technically audible, but this person is not actually hearing his voice. Is he Yotze the Mitzvah l'chatchila by Kriya Shema and at all by Megillah? So in the Teshuvah Shah Avnei Nezer in Arachayim Simin Taflamates, he writes that the requirement for a person to hear what he's reading is because otherwise, if he does not hear what he's reading, it is not actually considered speech, it's rather considered thought. He also brings the same from the Meiri in Brachas, the Samach Vav, that when a person himself doesn't hear what he's saying, it's considered hearer, it's considered thought. It's not considered kriya, it's not considered reading. A person actually has to hear what he's reading for it to be considered kriya, both in the case of where it's ma'akiv, like in the case of Megillah, and in the case of Kriya Shema, where it's lechatchila. In order for it to be considered lechatchila, one must actually hear the words being read. This idea is similarly brought down in the Tshuva of the Shvus Yankov, Chelik Beis and Arachayim, Simin Lamed Gimel, who writes that it's simple to him that if a person needs to hear what he's reading, in the case of a chazan who's reading, and it's very hard for him to hear himself because he's hard of hearing, and the only time he'll hear is if someone yells into his ear very loud. If this chazan would read in a mid-level voice, a voice that he himself cannot hear, but others can hear, so what would be the case in that instance? So the Shavus Yaakov paskens in this case that he's not, you might see other people. So it is clear then, according to him, that a person must actually hear what he's reading for it to be considered kriya. And even though others are actually hearing it, it is considered thought. It is not considered kriya, and therefore it cannot be might see them in their obligation. However, the opposite is apparent from the tshuva of Rabbi Kiva Eger in Chelik Aleph Simen Zayin. Rabbi Kiva Eger asked the following question. We learn that a person who is a cheresh, a deaf mute, a person who is deaf but not mute, a person who can not hear what he's saying but he can actually speak. Halacha is that he cannot be mitzi others with his Megillah reading, according to the shita that lo hishmi al aznay lo yotza. The question is, even though he himself cannot be yotze, because he cannot hear himself, but why can others not be yotze from his reading, because they can hear him? And why is it not similar to a person who was already yotze his obligation of a mitzvah, that afal pi sheyotze mitzi, even though a person was already yotze the mitzvah, and he's currently not being yotze with his reading, he can be mitzi other ones. So also over here, even though this cheresh is not being yotze himself because he cannot hear, but others can hear him. So why can't they be mitzi him? Why can't they be yotze from him? Rabbi Kiveger answers, because since a cheresh is not mechoyev in the mitzvah, therefore he's not bechalal arvus. Arvus is the concept that all Jews are responsible for each other, and that gives us the ability to be mitzi another Jew, even though we were already yotze the mitzvah. So that only applies to a person who's actually a bar chiyuva, a person who's actually in the realm of being chayiv in the mitzvah. However, a cheresh who's not in the realm of being chayiv in the mitzvah cannot be mitzi someone else. So it's clear from a Rekiv Eger that the reason a cheresh cannot be yotze the mitzvah from his reading, he cannot be yotze because he's not mechoyev in the mitzvah, and not because he can't hear what he's reading. This seems to be directly opposed to what we said earlier from the Tshuvas Avnei Nezer, because the Tshuvas Avnei Nezer said that a person who doesn't hear what he's reading, it's not considered that he's reading anything, and that's why others can't be yotze from his reading. But over here from Rabbi Kivi Eger, we see that really it is considered reading, because he explains the whole reason Cheresh is not Yotze is because he's not a Mechoyev B'davar. He's not a Bar Chiyuva. He's not in the realm of being Chayiv in this mitzvah. But not because he can't hear what he's reading. It would seem to be the case that Rabbi Kivi Eger holds that reading without hearing it is still considered reading. In the Mayadim Ismanim in Chelik Vav, Simon Kuf Aleph, he brings Raya to the Avnei Nezer's point of view, that the psul of a cheresh is because a person who can't hear what he's reading, is what he's speaking, it's not considered speech. He brings a raya from the Rambam in Hilchos Megillah, Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin. The Rambam writes that if two people read the Megillah, or even if 10 people read the Megillah simultaneously, they're yotzei their obligation. Similarly, the Smag writes in Hilchos Megillah the same halacha. They're yotzei their obligation of hearing the reading. And the reason given is because even though normally the halacha is that trei koli loy mishtami, two voices read at the same time, even if they're reading the same thing, one cannot discern actually which voice they're hearing, and it's not considered a good listening. However, in this case, by Megillah, since people have a tremendous love for the mitzvah of Megillah, they will place their attention extra hard and they'll be able to hear what's being read. It is clear then that it is absolutely required to hear what's being read, because otherwise, clearly the person's hearing it, they're just not discerning exactly what they're hearing. It is clear then that a person has to actually hear the words for it to be considered speech, otherwise it is still considered in the realm of thought. A little more on the topic of hearing every word, especially as it pertains to the mitzvah of the Megillah. Regarding the halacha of Megillah, there's an obligation to hear the reading of the Megillah such that you have to hear every word read clearly from the Baal Koreh. And that's Paskin Lahalacha in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Mishnah Berurah. However, from a halachic perspective, hearing means not only physically hearing, like stated above, but it also means that one's focus is on listening to the words. If a person is reading or doing something else during the Megillah reading, he does not fulfill the obligation of hearing the Megillah reading. Rabbi Shmuel Felder of Lakewood paskins that even though it's clear that a person has to listen to the words, he also has to clearly understand and be in focus that he's actually listening to the words. Now, even if a person is not actually engaged in other activities, but he's also not focused on what's being read, so, for example, he's spacing out, like the colloquial term, he also does not fulfill the obligation of hearing the Megillah reading, and certainly if a person is dozing off, he's not fulfilled the mitzvah. Now, we know that a halacha is a person who missed hearing even a single word of the Megillah, and the omission of that particular word changes the meaning of the verse, then that word or that sentence must be read again. And if a person went through the entire Megillah reading and realized afterwards he missed a word, he has to read from the Megillah from that point with a bracha where he missed all the way to the end of the Megillah. Now, if the omission of that particular word does not change the meaning of the verse, then you should also hear or read the Megillah again from the point that you missed. However, in that case, a bracha would not be recited. Now, here's a practical solution for concentration, so a person can have a litmus test whether he is indeed fulfilling the minimum obligation of concentrating and actually hearing the words being read. So it is difficult to focus on the Megillah reading without missing even one word. And a practical method of ensuring that one hears the entire reading is to follow along with the Baal Kireh by pointing to each word as the Baal Kireh reads it. And by doing this, a person ensures that he has at least a minimum level of concentration. Because a person, by virtue of the fact that he's pointing with his finger, is indicating to himself that he is actually aware of what was being read, even if he doesn't exactly understand what's being read, and even if he may also have some additional thoughts wandering into his mind. The main point is that he can show that there is some processing going on when he's hearing the words. Now, a person doesn't actually have to read the Megillah along with the Baal Kireh, although some people do that for other reasons. Merely pointing with the finger is enough. And this idea is sourced in the Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi, Chelek Aleph Simin Mem Hei.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.